League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
A lot to follow up on that. And one of the things we talked about was last week was, you know, would it affect LeBron's legacy if he lost? And I think no, because the people who don't like him, the Skip Baylesses of the world out there, are going to say the same stuff they always say. But if the Cavs come back and win that series, then I think it takes him to a whole different level. And
it instantly did.
Yeah, I think you're right, 100%. And I know all this, oh, no, you can't compare him to Jordan. Let him be his own guy and stuff like that. Well, those are the standards that we use. I mean, in every sport, in everything in life, when someone's an all-time great, which is what this guy is, I mean, the guys he's going to be compared to are the Jordans and the Kobes and the people like that. And I think it's fair because you make your legacy by what you accomplish. And what that team was able to accomplish with him carrying them, with the back-to-back 41-point games, with the triple-double last night, with the block, those are the moments. And really, there's three moments from the end of that game where three guys stepped up, and one was Kevin Love's defense on Steph Curry on that one play, the LeBron block, and then the Kyrie Irving three-pointer. It's why these discussions are silly in the middle of seasons, because when you look back on what a guy's accomplished, you know that's how they define their legacy. And what this team did against a 73-win team to come back and beat them twice in their building, led by this guy,
yeah.
I don't know what's left to criticize the guy for.
I mean, there's still going to, like you said, there's always going to be the Skip Baylesses and the guys who are just haters. That's all right. To me, that guy, that win last night and the way that he won that series, I mean, to me, there's no way to – there's not much you can – throw at him. I mean, he's lost some series before, and I guess that's a wart. So is Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's lost Super Bowls. That's a wart, but it doesn't lessen his greatness by any means. And to me, I'm still not sure. I'll say that he's I still think I'm in the Jordan's the best ever camp, but I don't know who besides LeBron you can put at number two. And he's only 31 years old. You know, he's got time to keep adding to this.
I think you can make a pretty good case that he's better than Jordan for a lot of reasons.
I mean, you can.
And when you look back, a lot of what Jordan's career was mythologized. I mean, you look at what that team did the 1 year he was gone. Of course, everyone wants to say it was 2 years. It wasn't. It was 1 year.
Year and a half.
Yeah, but he came back, and he was fresh, and he played well, and they weren't good enough until they got Dennis Rodman the next year. But that was a myth. Oh, he didn't play for 2 years. Well, that's not exactly accurate. The other thing, too, that I would point out is you look at, okay, yeah, he won six titles. He's going to have that scoreboard. But LeBron's team has been in the finals 7 out of 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's never had the kind of talent around him. And Irving is the closest thing to some of the guys that Jordan had.
Well,
Dwayne Wade was, but Dwayne Wade was also kind of, you know, he wasn't the Dwayne Wade from early in his career.
No.
And the truth is, when you look at that, yeah, he had those players with him, but what did those teams do when he left? What were the Cavs when he left?
They were the worst team in the league.
They got Kyrie Irving and Anthony Bennett, of course. That worked out real well. But what are the Heat since he left? And the other thing that I would say in his favor, and I don't know. I've always been – I haven't been one of those to just automatically default make Jordan the greatest player because there's too many guys I didn't see.
Right. I'm just talking about the guys I've seen play.
Because I still think Magic Johnson – deserves to be in that conversation. But the one thing I would point out also in LeBron's favor, Michael Jordan had the greatest coach of his generation.
That is true.
And who has been LeBron's coaches? He had two this year. Who's the best one he's ever played for? Eric Spoelstra?
I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know. I don't
Mike
think
Brown?
I don't think he's ever played for a good coach, but LeBron is the coach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.